Hi, Julio.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, how you doing, brother?
Good, good. How you doing, man?
Pretty good, pretty good. Talk to me, my man.
So you never called me back, man. What happened? I thought you were supposed to call me back Friday.
Friday. Let me see. Oh, shoot. I think I did call you back, man. It went to voicemail a couple of times. And then I tried right before I clocked out at the end of the day. When I clocked out again, it was going back to voice. And I said, man, maybe his phone died while he was on the road or something. So, and then we were closed on weekends. So I apologize for that one, brother.
Oh, you good. You good. Well, I'm with my girl right now. If you needed that verification on the payment.
Okay. Let me pull up your other account. Because I think you're calling from a different number, right?
Yes, yes. This is personal. The other one is I use for business.
Okay. The other one's 865-765-3844, right?
86, yep. That one's for this phone, right? I think so. Yes.
General construction. Let's see here. Yeah, so Layla, she's you said she's there with you now?
Yeah, she's here right now. Would you like me to pass these to her?
Yeah, just one second. Let me get this prepared here. So that way I can keep you informed, and then when we get ready, we'll get her on the line.
Okay. Hey, David, I had a question.
Talk to
also.
Me. Huh?
Right now, I'm taking some courses on electrician,
mm-hmm.
And if I get done with those, can I add that to my website, or would I have to add that to another entity?
Like your accreditations? You want to add your accreditations to it?
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely. So the way it works is while you have your website and we're running your promotions and all these things, you're going to have access to your Google Business Dashboard. So whenever you want to change something, update something, you want to add something to the website, you'll reach out either through there or through your client support team, and you'll just send us over that information you want. We'll go ahead and get that uploaded for you. I mean, it's a seamless process. As long as you have what you want us to update, you send it, we get it taken care of for you. No worries. We'll do all the updating, you know, all the hosting for the site, all that. So you don't have to worry about any of that one. That's a good thing.
That sounds good. Yep.
Alrighty. Okay, we got this one here. Now what we're going to want to do is we'll have to redo the voice verification just because we had it set for Saturday. And well, obviously I didn't want to charge it just without being able to speak with you, right? So I just waited for today. So no charges have gone through yet. Now let's see here. All right. So we'll do that voice verification again. So like I said the first time, I mean, if there's anything you don't understand, you want to ask me, just stop me. I'll rephrase it for you. Okay. That way we get that understanding before any types of transactions or process. Sound good?
Okay.
Okay. So now welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Now this call will be recorded for quality assurance outlining the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. Please state the name of your business.
It's Felix General Construction.
Okay, now please state your name and title within the business.
Julio Pineda, owner.
Okay, now are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Now you're going to be provided with a security question to verify the calls coming from Local Splash and not another company. And that's when we went over for your first pet name. That was your Chihuahua Simba, right? All righty. So do you agree? Nah, you're good, man. So do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, so calls, they do come from our 877-635-6225 customer service number. Now, please save that 877 number as Local Splash on your contacts. Now, in hiring Local Splash as a certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay, agree.
Okay, so your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today on April 14th, 2025 in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, when the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 14th day in the amount of $249. This will be a recurring payment. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. Now, to prevent any charges for your next month of service, all you do is you contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, keep in mind, Local Splash is international. We do have representatives all over the world at your service. So do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. Now, I can go ahead and speak to Ms. Brogdon and get the authorization for the card.
Okay. Passing to you, right here.
Okay. Hello.
Hi, Layla.
Hi.
Hi. So, my name is David. It's very nice to meet you. We just have your credit card here on file for Mr. Pineda. Is it okay if we authorize the charge of $249 and set it to be the recurring payment method?
Yes, that's okay.
All right. So we'll go ahead and take care of that for him. Give me 1 second. Okay, Julio? Okay, let me get you pulled up here.
Was that it?
Almost. I'm just be setting up the account, things like that. So, a few more, a couple more.
No. On her behalf.
Oh, with Layla, yeah, she's good to go.
Okay. All right.
1 second. Okay, so we got to move. Here we go. So now there's a couple things we got to do here. Okay, so we already got that taken care of, and I'll be the first one to welcome you to Local Splash, Julio. I definitely think this is going to be a great partnership for us. Now, what I want to do is get you scheduled for your client onboarding call, so that way we can get that one knocked out of the way today. You got about 30 minutes later today?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, great. What's going to work for you, before lunch or after lunch?
We can do after lunch. Yeah.
After lunch. Okay.
Will you be the one calling me, or is it someone else?
Yeah, so the way it's going to work is I'm going to call you first. Now, the one that's going to actually conduct the interview is going to be one of our mapping coordinators, because they're going to be the ones that set up, like, the geofences. They're going to be working on keywords, getting all, like, that key information for the account. Mm-hmm. If that makes sense. So they set all that up. But I'm on the line first, and I'll introduce you to them. It's either going to be usually it's Nikki or sometimes James.
Could they call me from this number, or are they going to call me from the other number?
No, we'll call you from this number. The call's going to come from the 877 number, right?
Okay. All right.
Just 1 sec, Julio. Let me get you down here.
No, I was referring to this phone. This phone right here.
Oh, the phone number. Yeah, no, I'll get the right phone number down. When I schedule that for you, I'll make sure we get down the number that you want called and all that kind of thing.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so I got Julio Pineda. Could I get an email address for you, Julio?
Yes, it's jpworks46@gmail.com.
Okay, jpworks46@gmail.com. All right, so
the end of work. Just there's a S at the end of works, just to make sure.
Yeah, it's plural, right? Works with an S.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, so now the contact phone number we have on file, let me know if you want it updated. We have 865-406-7025.
No, that's fine for business related. This one is just that I use this one for personal, and that's what I'm using right now.
Okay, so I can list that one under your personal cell phone. What number do you use that one?
That number is 865-765-3844.
Now, is the business address same as the billing address, or it's different?
This one will be with the billing address, yes.
Yeah. 2483 Holland Trail, Lenoir, Tennessee, 3772.
Okay, yes. I have to accept the terms and agreements, right?
Now, the terms and conditions, yeah, you should have got that one. I sent that one out, so if you can click on that one for me, open it up. It's the same thing we went over, the voice verification, but that one will have your signature on it. You're more than welcome to go through while I'm here working on the account. If you have any questions, feel free. I'm getting all this pulled up. So it's 10:24 right now. Let's see what slots we got open. What are you going to be doing about lunchtime, about 12 noon? You be free then?
Yeah, I'll be free then. Oh, no, today I'm free all day.
Okay, perfect. Let me put you down for 12. We're calling the cell phone, right?
Say it again.
We're calling the cell phone?
Yep.
Okay. So I just want to make sure, because I'm putting together your calendar invite for your call. So we're calling. All right. 865-765-3844.
Hey, I'm on your term and agreement right here.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just not letting me agree at the end, submit it.
What name? Is it showing Julio Pineda at the top?
The local terms in an agreement, or?
Yeah, the local terms, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think.
Because when you first called it, it was showing Felix. So the name has to match, right? So it was showing the Felix General Construction, because that's the name of the company. But your name's Julio, right? So if you try to put, if it's under Felix, and I sent it out, it should have been updated already, because I updated the account to Julio Pineda, but then Felix obviously is the name of the company, so it has Felix before that. So that might be the issue we're running into, so I may have to resend that out to you. Is it asking you to type in the name, like the signature?
No. It's just, it won't let me move the page down to get to the submission.
Oh, I see. Wait, it won't let you scroll down?
Yeah, it won't let me scroll down. Like, I can see all the agreement. I can see all the terms and agreement, all that. But then when I go down under the name and then the data, the date, it mm-hmm. just won't let me get to the submission part.
Yeah, there should be that some part. Boxes there that you should be able to click. It may be because you may be missing one of the boxes. Like, you check them down to to continue, if that makes sense.
Okay. All right. I got it. I think so.
Okay.
All right, yep. It has me at welcome to Local Splash. Sign in with your username or password after I submitted.
Yeah, so right now you're good to go. You can just hold right there. That's going to be for your client dashboard, right? So we'll get all that set up for you.
Okay, all
right. Okay, so you should be receiving your calendar invite right now via email. I just sent that one out. Now I want to make sure that I get down all of our particulars. Give me one sec. Let me see what I got here. Now, can I get hours of operation Monday through Friday?
Say it again.
Your hours of operation for Monday through Friday?
Yeah.
Okay. What are they, brother?
What are the hours, you say?
Yeah, what hours do you want in the list for Monday through Friday?
Okay, let's do 8 to 8. That's fine.
Okay, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Saturdays, are we open? Same hours? Are we doing appointment only?
Let's do appointment only. Saturdays, I don't like to do much.
Hey, don't worry about it. We all need family time. Let's see. Appointment only. You're open for the work, and that's a good thing. I mean, Saturdays, I always recommend appointment only, so that way, obviously, you're not swamped on the weekends, but if you have an opportunity to make some good money, you're going to be able to get that phone call, right? So that's a good thing. Sundays, are we closed or are we doing appointments?
Let's do appointments, too.
Okay, do you guys do any emergency work, like during the week? Are you guys on call 24 hours for emergency leaks, emergency ACs, things like that?
No, sir.
Okay. Where's Monday to Friday? All right. Now, obviously, 37772 is going to be home base for us. We're going to do the 50-mile radius. Now,
okay.
Inside of that 50-mile radius or with that 50-mile radius, is there a certain direction you'd like to go, like from the south north, or do you want it center point, which is home base, and then 50-mile radius all the way around?
If you're doing a 50-mile radius all around, wouldn't that be a little 50, bit more
50.
Smaller? Then, okay. How far
is
that?
Yeah, so basically, you know what we'll do? You can do 60, right? And the thing is, with that, it basically you'll be traveling up to an hour for work, right? In any direction.
Yeah. Okay.
Would that work for you, or is it like, because I know I got some guys that they're like, hey, you know what, we'll travel an hour for work, but it'll take me an hour and a half if I have to go, you know, south, so we're doing an hour for work north. You know what I mean? So I'll notate things like that, or they'll tell me, hey, inside of, you know, this area, obviously I want to work the whole radius, but there may be some areas that you are not wanting to maybe spend your extra advertisement dollars in, so what we'll do is, obviously, you're still going to be activated for Google. Those people might be able to find you, but we're not going to spend the reactivated dollars into it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Can we just see how it goes first, and then is there a way we can, like, see how the – how I say it?
Modify. Yeah, so the way that it works is, yeah, you'll be able – with the Google Business dashboard, you're going to be able to see your pings and where they're coming from, right? So it'll show you like, oh, you got ping from this area, that area, and, you know, your keywords, your phrases, all that good stuff. So yeah, you will be able to monitor if you want to tweak it a little bit, you know, change it, things like that. You just get a hold of your client support team and we're able to take care of that for you.
Okay. Oh yeah, then that would help a lot, yep.
Okay, we're doing, let's see. Okay, I got the email. You updated the phone number. We got you scheduled here. Okay. I got all the information I need here. I can let you off the phone for now, and then I'll be calling you back in a couple hours. It's 10:33 right now, so about an hour and a half, you'll be hearing from us.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that, man. I really
Absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely.
I really hope we continue this. Everything that seems, you know, you promised me, I'm really liking it, so.
I'm really excited to be able to get this offer running for you. I know we're going to be able to get your business, get those phone calls that we need, and obviously be able to make some money and keep this partnership, you know, for a long time coming. So definitely excited here, man. I'm going to keep on working on this account. I'm going to be entering all your – now, oh, you know what? Let me make sure I have this here. Good thing I said that on the line.
Okay.
I want to make sure that I list all of your services, right? So I know obviously we're doing remodels, you know, things like that with our construction. Now, are you doing any fencing at all?
Yes, we do fencing.
Okay. Remodels. And this is full remodels, right? And then can you, like, a new construction home, I mean, if they have, you know, the complete layout done, you can go in there. Put it all together, things like that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
New construction layouts, all that good stuff. Okay, so remodel.
And hopefully here soon, if I got another course also I'm doing that it will help me with that. So
nice.
I'll have my third and stuff.
Flooring, correct? Like a tile, things like that?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I know we listed painting, interior, exterior. I know we had
just got the tile not too long ago. Real nice job.
Nice. Yeah, tile's a skilled craft, man. When you look at those things and the way the tile gets embedded into the foundation, not only that, like in the restroom tiles, it's so beautiful, man.
Oh, yeah. I did one in the bathroom. I'm going to put it on my Facebook here soon if you ever get a chance to look at it. It's real beautiful.
Yeah, for sure, man. So I always go through and I've been taking looks at a lot of your work, right? And things that we're able to find you listed for. But, what I will say is when it comes down to the Facebook and you're wanting to upload that stuff, put together, like say you're going to get your files, right? You're going to send all that stuff to us for your websites, you know, for your Facebook, promotions. So yeah, anytime you get those new photos, submit them to us. That way we can get that stuff accessed and get it out there so everybody can see it.
Okay. Do you have an app? Do you have
an app? That's that Google dashboard that you'll be using. Google Business Analytics dashboard. That's the app that you'll be able to access, and it'll give you access to everything. You know, your quick links to send out to your customers for your reviews. Obviously, you know, your monitoring as well as, you know, anything that you're needing for your CRM, your phone calls and things like that.
Okay.
And also to help you upload.
But y'all don't have a personal app though?
Like off the Google Play Store or something like that?
No, like a local Splash app.
Yeah, like a local Splash app that would be like on the Play Store. I mean, we have our website up and then the app that we use, it's not something that you would download off of like a Play Store on Google or like your Apple Store. It is an app, right? It is an app, but you can't download them off those servers because it's the Google Business Dashboard, right? So it's linked in with Google services and it's going to be linked in with your website. It's going to be linked in with your call services, with everything. So that way it kind of tracks everything for you. But that is your app. So we do have an app, but it's not something that you would download off of Play Store, right?
Okay.
Okay. All right, so then I got you all down here, brother. So then, yeah, you'll be hearing from me in about an hour and a half so we can get this all cleared up, get that ball rolling for you, okay?
Okay, all right. I appreciate that, man.
Absolutely. We appreciate you, too. And then, yeah, I'll be reaching out to you here by lunchtime.
Okay. All right. I'll see you, man.
Okay, brother. Yes, sir. We'll be talking to you in a bit, Ms. Julio.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been kicked from this conference.